How on earth can you stop somebody who's willing to downsize their home? So you've said, we will not give you 100% redress. We will not make sure that the costings are immediately up to date when the scheme is launched. You can't give that commitment just now. Should have been done already. But not only will we not do that, we won't allow you to penalty-free downsize your house. The cruelty of it. The cruelty of it. People who are traumatized by years and years of this. The mental anguish, the turmoil, the lives that have been destroyed, and you want them to build on foundations that haven't been tested. You want them to, to do things that, use windows and doors that are old. You want them to not downsize or will give you a financial penalty. For God's sake, get this right this time. For God's sake, don't make the mistakes. The gimlet eye that led to the so-called 90-10 scheme, that cruel, cruel scheme that is now discredited by all. So we have to get it right this time. My final thing to focus on is the SCSI costing. Now you came in again, I'm going to use the word again, because I'm speaking to you, Minister Burke, about the words of your former party leader, the former Taoiseach, the gimlet eye that comes into the way that you approach the costings with the sliding scale. Where the hell did the sliding scale come out of? Imagine the cruelty where people had their hopes raised. They were looking for a big day and all of a sudden the sliding scale has slipped in. And then you go back at it under huge pressure from across the country and from the homeowners. And you look at the SCSI and you won't give a commitment just yet. Maybe you will next week. Give a commitment that when this scheme's up and running, it's based on real costs in the real world, that the amount per square foot or per square metre is actually what people would have to pay in the real world. Could you at least give that commitment when the scheme's up and running? So that's the appeal. And then the final contribution is this. How do we be in a situation after all these years that a chartered engineer gave testimony at a committee last week that there's quarries still producing defective products and ruining people's lives? It's still been allowed to happen. Still going on in this country. Still manufacturing blocks that are destroying people's lives. There's still not legislation to bring this to the end. Not one quarry has been closed in this country. People's lives destroyed. Not one quarry closed down was the answer. So I'm going to wrap up with this now. And I started with that speech from Taoiseach Enda Kenny, which captured people's imagination, which was closing an ugly chapter in our history. Please stop using the gimlet eye. Please stop the cold-heartedness. Start from the position of natural justice, full redress for every family, no matter where they live in this country, who have been failed by the past. Allow them to rebuild their lives. Get it right this time. Base it on science. Base it on fairness. Base it on justice. If you do that, the people can go home and not have to keep protesting and be in these public galleries anymore.